I'm J.A. Adande. Next week on Only a Game, we meet the Detroit Lions reporter who wanted to learn more about football, so she joined a semi-pro team. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, J.A.
Well, Charlie, the buzzer sounded on the NBA trade deadline Thursday. Milwaukee and Toronto, the top two teams in the Eastern Conference, both made moves to shore up their teams. So did the Philadelphia 76ers. But the biggest story might be the player that's not changing jerseys, Anthony Davis. Charlie, what'd you take away from the wheeling and sometimes non-dealing?
Well, it's interesting. The Celtics seem perfectly comfortable with what they have for the rest of the season. The popular wisdom is that they're stowing up money to make a bid for Anthony Davis. There's some interesting people. Michael Beasley got traded for what I believe is the 93rd time in his career. And Markelle Fultz, former number one pick, has left Philadelphia and gone to Orlando, where he may in fact find a jump shot. Who knows?
What's interesting to me is that I don't think we've seen this many teams go all in on a championship right now, right? In the way that Toronto is all in the way that Philadelphia, I think, is going in, because they're acquiring players that aren't guaranteed to be there, you know, much longer, and some of the core pieces are gone. But if you look around the league, Golden State could have significant change if Kevin Durant leaves this summer. Boston could see Kyrie Irving leave this summer. Toronto could see Kawhi Leonard. Jimmy Butler could leave Philadelphia. I think the team that we're not talking about as much is Milwaukee, which has its core intact a little bit longer. So they might not be the team to watch this year, but I think keep an eye on them going forward. They're best positioned to maintain their core.
I agree, and I think that the fact that Milwaukee's a little bit probably ahead of the program in terms of how good they are is part of the reason why you're seeing scrambling from other teams in the East. You know, Toronto's got a window. Philadelphia's got a window. Boston's got a window. But Milwaukee's all of a sudden in the way, and they've got one of the most charismatic players in the league. And as you said, they've got their people signed up, you know, so they don't have to scramble very much.
Well, you talked about the charismatic players, and that would be Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I got you to say his name.
Slick move on your part. Last year, the NBA changed the All-Star Game format by having the top two vote-getters draft the rest of their teams. This year, they took it a step further, and they televised the draft. And it was good TV. LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo were very into it, very playful. It had intrigue and comedy even. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was terrific. Sometimes the NBA's, you know, entertainment division goes overboard a little bit. But I thought this was fun. The only thing that would have been better is if Giannis and LeBron had, like, matched fingers.
Well, LeBron, he picked, not only did he pick Anthony Davis, who is well known, wants to be traded to the Lakers, he picked Kawhi Leonard, who will be a free agent this summer, Kevin Durant, who can opt out of his contract and be a free agent this summer, Kyrie Irving, who can be a free agent this summer. Do you notice a trend there on Team LeBron?
Yeah, I think, you know, LeBron is a couple of steps ahead of everybody in a lot of ways. He also picked Dwayne Wade, which was inevitable.
Baseball lost an all-time great this week when Frank Robinson passed away at age 83. Robinson was among the top 10 home run hitters in the history of the sport, the only man to win Most Valuable Player Award in the American and National Leagues, and the first African-American manager. Charlie, what are your memories of Frank Robinson?
He was, to me, always the Bob Gibson of hitters. Absolutely fearless, incredibly tough, tremendously talented. I mean, I did not know until his obituary that he and Bill Russell played on the same high school basketball team.
I learned that, too. I can't believe I never heard that stat.
I don't think anybody picked a fight with that basketball team.
No. I would imagine they get every referee's call, too. Like, could you imagine the combined force of Bill Russell and Frank Robinson glaring at you?
Absolutely. You could get referees to melt.
Frank Robinson was very intimidating, yet very kind at the same time. My favorite story with him, I would see him all the time at Laker games in Los Angeles. He lived there in the offseason of baseball, and he had season tickets. And you'd always see him in the front row behind the walkway, behind the baseline. And I got to know him a little bit. And one time, he was going to be appearing in a Jackie Robinson commemorative event. So I said, hey, Mr. Robinson, you're doing that panel next week, right? And he said, yeah, I'm going to be. And I said, okay, I'm going to try to make it. And he said, what do you mean try? And so I saw his wife later, and she said, you know, this means you have to go now, right? And I said, yeah, I got that message. So needless to say, I went to the Jackie Robinson event featuring Frank Robinson. Yankee pitcher Zach Britton, he's changing his name to what exactly, Charlie?
He's changing his name, Z-A-C-H Britton, to Z-A-C-K Britton, and it will be called Zach. Apparently, a couple of people actually used to call him Zach because of the C-H on the end. And now he's going to be Zach with a K.
You know, in my journalism classes, if you misspell somebody's name, that's an automatic F for the assignment. So anyone that wants to write or talk about him, it's going to be Z-A-C-K.
Professor Redonde, right up there with Professor Kingsfield from the Paper Chase.
Finally, Charlie, Super Bowl 53 was not what you'd call the most exciting Super Bowl of all time, but it was exciting for one anonymous gambler. So what was the wager?
A guy bet $250 at 400-1 that the Rams would score exactly 3 points in the Super Bowl. And of course, he's hanging on by his fingernails at the end because the Rams tried a field goal and missed in the last seconds.
You can find the sports writing at Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, J.A.